For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Fan, let's get it, man. KM to 2 a.m. So quickly, let's add a couple more things into the conversation. 877-337-6666. All the calls are about the Jets, the Giants, free agency, draft, Aaron Rodgers, Daniel Jones, and obviously we'll do that. But I don't think I'd spend enough time talking about Kenny Pickett, man. Kenny Pickett, I am a little bit disappointed, a slight bit disappointed with Kenny. Because I had said on here earlier in the week with the whole Russell Wilson signing, it's a one-year deal, Kenny. You have 2 years left on your deal, Kenny. Learn from Russell Wilson. Lock in. Be a backup. And Russell Wilson's 35. He's one play away from you being the starter again. But unfortunately, man, I feel like my guy Kenny, he got humbled. Maybe he felt a little bit too entitled. Being the legendary Pittsburgh quarterback that broke Dan Marino's records, had the fake slide, brought Pitt football back, won the ACC, knocked off undefeated Miami as a freshman. Like, Kenny, man, I live vicariously through your college career and even some of the success you had your rookie year in Pittsburgh and last year before you got hurt. I don't blame you. I blame Matt Canada. But I do blame you for being young, and I think you messed up your opportunity here. Now, I know Kenny probably doesn't feel that way because Kenny Pickett now goes from the Pittsburgh Steelers to the Philadelphia Eagles, and he grew up a diehard Eagles fan. There are pictures surfacing of him wearing Donovan McNabb jerseys, with him wearing Carson Wentz jerseys. Now he gets to leave a place where he felt like he was misled. He felt like, one, during the season last year, when he got hurt, they went with Mason Rudolph, and I think they asked him in like week 17 to be the emergency quarterback, and he refused. Kind of on some like Zach Wilson type, you know? So he was upset that Mason Rudolph got the nod, even in that playoff game too. Then they sold him on this offseason that, hey, when you come back, you're going to be our guy. We're not trading for Justin Fields. And even when we do bring Russell Wilson, there's going to be open competition for QB1. And then I guess after they got to talking with Russell Wilson, they figured out that Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl. He's got plenty of experience. And Russell Wilson low-key balled a little bit last year. So they said, he's QB1, you're QB2, and that's how we're going to go. And everything I'm reading online says that Kenny wanted out after that and that his attitude changed. And it's tough, man. I know he had to be crushed and disappointed. But they did right by him by sending him to his favorite team. But I guess it's easier to be a backup for your favorite team behind Jalen Hurts than to be a backup behind Russell Wilson for the team that drafted you when you felt like you should have been the starter there. 877-337-6666. Did you guys see Mike Vrabel got a job? I know there was a ton of talk. I know me, I was like, man, why didn't the Jets pick up the phone and talk to Mike Vrabel? They could have hired him in this capacity. Here come the Browns again. Browns coach Kevin Stefanski and GM Andrew Berry have hired Mike Vrabel to serve as a consultant for the Browns. So good for Mike Vrabel getting back into football, getting a job. I think he's a good head coach, and I think he'll be a head coach in the league sooner rather than later. What else did I have out here? Oh, Daniel Jones. If you guys follow SpotRack on Twitter, they were talking about Daniel Jones' contract. They said the New York Giants' most likely path forward in 2024 is not to touch Daniel Jones' $47.1 million cap figure, putting them in position to release the quarterback next March and free up $19.3 million of cap. a $23 million injury guarantee on Daniel Jones's 2025 salary means they cannot release him right now, and it's a risk to play him too much in 2024. Daniel Jones is damaged. Jones, like, I don't know. I don't know. They go on to say, this, among other reasons, is why Drew Lock has been signed with the intent to compete for the QB1 role. And I don't care what Drew Lock told you. I don't care what he said on his intro today. We know what the deal is. Daniel Jones might not be ready to go by August 1st. Who's going to take the reps? I think they're drafting a quarterback. I think it's Drew Lock, whatever quarterback they draft. Tommy Cutlets has a practice squad arm, an extra arm in camp. And then Daniel Jones, slowly as he comes through, we shall see. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Kevin in Morristown. Kevin, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how are you, G? Thanks for having me.
I'm good, man.
Just want to say, I think that the Jets are, they did all the right offensive moves, but I think defensively, they are not getting the job done. We've lost Bryce Huff. We lost Bryce Hall. We lost Whitehead. You know, there's a lot of missing pieces now in the secondary that I think are going to come to show this coming season. You know, obviously the offensive line, fantastic, great, good signings. I'm not going to argue with any of them. I just think that they're, you know, it's a one act show that they're balancing too much on the offense and now forgetting about the defense. And thankfully Moses restructured for us, because without that, you know, we would be screwed essentially. I'm kind of in a sense that, you know, the defense is now going to be the weak part of the team as opposed to the offense.
No, sir. I think that they have faith in their D line up front, and then they added to that D line with Javon Kinlaw, bringing back Solomon Thomas. I think that they're so sure of their guys up front in the trenches. They also restructured CJ Mosley's deal. There are safeties still out there. If you type in NFL free agent safeties, there are a bunch still out there, and you can find these guys in the draft. You can find, you know, nickel corners. You can find strong safeties, weak safeties in the NFL draft. So them moving on and not paying a safety, I mean, I also look at the Giants. They said, we're not paying Xavier McKinney $17 million. You don't have to pay these guys. There are guys out there, and there are guys that, like, that's an athletic position that you can draft and you can fill a guy in. And safety is like the last line of defense. I think the Jets really are confident in what they have up front and what they have outside with Sauce Gardner and DJ Reed.
I get that. But also, you know, we got Will McDonald last year. And what has he done as a first rounder? You know,
that was
he
a mistake. He's going to get more of an opportunity this year, I believe, especially with the departure of Bryce Huff.
I hope so. I mean, I feel like he's more of a change of pace guy. And, you know, you're not drafting a change of pace guy in the first round.
It was a miss. I don't know why they drafted him. I thought it was an Iowa State thing with Lazard, with Breece Hall. Thanks for the call, Kevin. I'm like, Will McDonald? And then, I don't know. Maybe he takes a step forward this year. Maybe they have a plan that we don't know. But, again, it starts and it ends in the trenches with the offensive and defensive line. I think they have faith in their guys up front on both sides now. Offensive, defensive line for the Jets, I think they're not too worried about losing a Bryce Hall, a Jordan Whitehead. I think that they figure, you know, we can sign some safeties, or we could sign a safety, or we could draft one. NFL free agent safeties. I know there's been some movement, but I know I was looking at a tweet the other day where I was like, damn, there's so many of these guys that are out there that are available. March 11th, this tweet is from, so I'm not going to read it, of who was still left out there. But I will do the work on that and figure out who's still out there. Because, like, Jeremy Chin was out there. He just got signed. Jordan Whitehead, we spoke of, he signed. I will find the available safeties, because I think they could bring one in, and I also think they can draft a young, talented guy from college that they're like, hey, welcome to the show. All you got to do is not get cooked, not get burnt, and play the deep ball, come up and make a tackle when we need you to. We've got a great front seven. 877-337-6666. Butch is in South Yonkers. Butch, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. Rolling.
Yeah, with a lot of these players that didn't get signed, like Odell and Zach and all those guys, you think they'll be waiting around till somebody get hurt, and then somebody will pick them up late on toward the, you know, a couple games into the season if they have major injuries?
It's been 5 days. Now we're in day 6. Like, these guys are still going to get picked up. they're going to do their visits, their due diligence. I had the thought today, I'm like, why wouldn't Odell Beckham Jr. sign with the Chargers? He's out there dating Kim Kardashian. He's going to Oscar parties. He'll probably sign for the low. He'll sign for the low just to play for the Chargers, you know. But maybe the Jets offer him. Maybe the Giants offer him. But these guys got time, though. They got plenty of time.
Or what about him going back to the Rams, you know?
Maybe back to the Rams, but I doubt it because now that they have Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, and they did a deal very early with DeMarcus Robinson. There's no room for Odell to go back to the Rams. That was a rental thing. 1 year and they won the Super Bowl. Wasn't even 1 year.
And you know, another receiver I think is going to have a big year next year. Hollywood Brown with Kansas City. I think he's good out there.
Oh, of course.
I think that's a good look for him.
Of course, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. They're like, we got another one.
That's it, man. They probably let Kadarius Toney go, huh?
Yeah, I think they get rid of him. Thanks for the call, Butch. Kadarius Toney. Kadarius Toney, what a dummy. Like, if you don't go on Instagram and say what you say, you have a chance to play in the Super Bowl. I guess you got 2 Super Bowl rings, but, like, went out sad, homie. Went out sad. They put you in a great situation. They put you with Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. You had the power of Taylor Swift, and you made it all about yourself. Made it all about yourself. 877. You know the number to dial. Let's keep on rolling. Speaking of Kadarius Toney, who drafted him? Let's talk G-Men with Paul in Wontog.
Hey, how are you doing, Keith? Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I'm good.
So real quick, I like what the Giants have done so far, and it's obvious that, you know, like you said, they're going to address the quarterback position. But I think that I really would like to see the Giants maybe pursue, I know they've been tied to this, is Justin Fields. Because I feel like he's got untapped potential, still a young guy. I think Dable could do some really great things with him. And from my understanding, it's not really going to fetch like a high pick for him. And they could still save that draft capital and maybe take a guy like, you know, Neighbors at 6. They could stay put and get their, you know, elite stud wide receiver there. And another variable, if I may add to that, is, you know, the Vikings acquiring an extra first round pick. There's a good chance now with no Cousins that they trade up. Maybe they trade up to 5. They jump the Giants and then they take McCarthy. So I think that puts the Giants in like a bit of a pickle there. Like, you know, what do? Do they trade back? That's why I think maybe look into, you know, Fields a little bit more. I just want to get your thoughts on that. I'll hang up. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Paul. Man, I've been aware of Justin Fields since QB1. If you guys watched that streaming series of him coming out of Georgia as one of the top quarterbacks in the country, it was always him and Trevor Lawrence, him and Trevor Lawrence, him and Trevor Lawrence. And even when they came out of the draft, I was surprised. I'm like, it was Trevor Lawrence then Zach Wilson? I'm like, I thought it should have been Justin Fields. It was Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, then Trey Lance? Man, what a terrible quarterback class. Mac Jones, that quarterback class is evaporating, but somebody wants Justin Fields, and I don't think it's the Chicago Bears. I think the Chicago Bears would be fools to pass on Caleb Williams after they drafted Mitchell Trubisky and passed on a Patrick Mahomes. I think that the Bears are trying to get the best deal they could possibly get for him. I don't know who presents that at this point. He's losing value. I think at one point people were talking about him as a second-round pick, and now you don't have to give up a second-round pick, but who needs him? In my opinion, I think the Steelers need him. What quarterbacks are on the Steelers roster now? Justin Fields also was attached to Mike Tomlin. There's a video that Andrew Filippone put out an hour ago. Mike Tomlin is a lover of Justin Fields, his favorite quarterback in the 2021 NFL draft. Before the Russell Wilson stuff happened, people were saying, Justin Fields to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Bring them both in. Now, the word on the street is that, hey, Justin Fields, wherever he goes, he's going to have to be a backup. He's going to have to try and compete for QB1. Man, put him behind Russ. I think Russ is one play away from being hurt. And I think that the Steelers, who now don't have Kenny Pickett, don't have Mitchell Trubisky. Mitchell Trubisky is with the Bills. Mason Rudolph, they said he was about to go work for his dad. I forget what his dad's company is. And why would they bring Mason Rudolph back? Their only quarterback over there is Russell Wilson. I think Justin Fields goes to Pittsburgh. Now, could he come here to New York? The guys were talking about it earlier today. If you listen to Evan and Tiki, you know, some 12, 11, 10 hours ago, and they were talking about the situation now, having a 1-year deal with Drew Locke, having the contract of Daniel Jones and potentially opting out of that, and then even the thought of drafting a quarterback, it doesn't make too much sense for that to be your quarterback room. And like, you'd have to make a decision on Justin. It doesn't make too much sense. But somebody's going to get him. Somebody's going to make a move for Justin Fields. But I think once they traded for, or once they signed Drew Lock, that took them out of the running for a Justin Fields. 877-337-6666. Oh, I did say I wanted to talk about OG Anunoby and the New York Knicks. I saw he was questionable for the game tonight with a right elbow injury or injury management. Questionable means he's probably going to play, because these guys, they put that out there. He's obviously working his way back. And man, I mean, just the first game back, it shows you the difference that that guy makes. I know he was downgraded to questionable, but I still think that he'll play. Because it's like, it's probable, questionable, doubtful. And yeah, Stephen Bondi wrote, last night, OG Anunoby said he had no doubts that he was going to play tomorrow. Tom Thibodeau dismissed the idea that Ananobi's elbow was a concern. Now he's questionable for tomorrow, which is now tonight. So he's probably somewhere sleeping right now. He's resting right now. And I would expect to see him on the floor when the Knicks take on. Who are the Knicks taking on right now? Or who are the Knicks taking on next? The Kings? And it's out west. You get even more time. I don't know. Let's talk to George in Bridgeport, Connecticut. George, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. You know what? I hope OG, listen, he's got to be playing. The kind of D he's playing right now, this is modern-day defense. Modern-day basketball is so different. You can't compare the old teams of Oakley and Mason and Ewing, those great defensive teams, to this type of D, because there's a three-point era. It's a whole different look. And OG Anunoby is one of the best defenders I've ever seen, like in modern NBA. The way he moves on that floor effortlessly with those, 7 foot wingspan,
yeah,
7'2" wingspan, actually.
He changes spacing. He changes like the Knicks look completely different with this guy, and he can score a little bit. And I don't know. I think he's gonna play. He didn't waste this much time. Like, not waste, but he didn't spend this much time being out. To continue being out.
Right.
And I get there's some soreness, some maintenance, but that's why they have trainers. That's why they have a medical staff. That's why these guys ice up and stem, and they have treatment after games so that they're good to go for the next game.
Yeah. You remember Ewing with the ice bags on his knees on the sideline?
Of course.
When he came out of the game.
Of course, they all do it.
For a breather, he'd have the ice bags all over him.
You have to. It's part of the game to be able to come back.
That. But the blood curdling scream in the first quarter in the Portland game doesn't sound too good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, I remember talking to you about Pete Maravich last year. Remember we were talking about Pistol Pete before you went out?
Yeah, and then you had me look something up, right?
Yeah. Remember we were talking about him. I was saying you got to look up. What is it? Red Auerbach. It was Red on Raffle.
I think I did. Yes, I think I did look it up.
Yeah, you crazy stuff, right?
Yeah, just, man, it's crazy to see the evolution of basketball where we are now, where it was.
Yeah.
All sports, really. They're going to keep evolving, too, because they keep changing the rules.
Yeah. And the thing with, Pistol Pete was just in the news with that Caitlin Clark, and people were giving her, it's women's basketball. Yeah. But it's still... But, second behind Pete Maravich now is a guy who just could put up, 3,400 points in, 142 games. Some guy from, Florida Gulf Coast or something. And, come on, man, nobody's ever heard of that dude, He's going to maybe even play in the G League. And it's a little different, it's a little different. But, numbers are numbers. She got the numbers and,
Yeah, it's always hard to compare. Thanks for the call, George. It's always hard to compare eras. It's always hard to compare the men's game and women's game. Shout out to Caitlin Clark, though. She's got an incredible story. I don't hate on her at all. I'm interested to see what she does here in March Madness, and that's something we haven't talked about at all. Maybe when we come back, we'll take a look at where we are in some of the conference tournaments coming up on Selection Sunday. It is Saturday. But shout out to Caitlin Clark. She's getting money, too. Like, she's getting money. Like, if she would have came up 10 years ago, she wouldn't be this rich. She's getting the bag. She's getting bread off of being just a shooter. I can't be mad at it. Actually, I am a little mad at it because I'm not getting the bag, and I'm not a shooter like that. I got a little bit of a jumper. Honestly, it's been warmer out, so I've been out there a little bit trying to, like, you know, trying to get my shot back, get my handle back, but, you know, that's here. Nor there, or neither here nor there.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Santana into the windup. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He's done it. Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yo, and it don't stop. Let me rock one time off the top one time, yeah. I ain't got no rhymes, this is a Freestyle Friday. Oh, too bad it's Saturday, already had a day. About to have another day. About to have my mother come through. Actually, don't want to talk about anybody's mom. KM on the Fan, I'm the bomb. I've been going on and on and on and on and on and on every other song. I kind of like this beat. It's kind of heat. Yeah, I'm kind of weak. I should have wrote some. If I write it down, I could probably flow better. If I write it down, it'll probably go better. Some, I don't know, 87, what's the number to dial? Trying to kick another freestyle, and it's taking a while. It's the Fan in New York, for the fans of the sports, on the field, on the diamond, on the ice, in the courts. Hey, count it, man. You know, sometimes it flows better, sometimes it comes to you, sometimes it doesn't. It's almost 2 a.m. I don't really sleep. I'm running out of gas. I'm running out of brain power, but eventually I'll come up with some bars for the Mets and the Jets and the Nets. What are we even talking about? Oh, yeah. We were going to talk about March Madness, but all my calls are Yankees. I get tabbed as the Yankee guy. People are like, yeah, well, all this guy wants to do is talk about the Yankees. I'm like, do you listen to my show? I talk about everything. And then when I try and talk about the Mets, I understand there's Mets fans like, I'm not calling to talk Mets with this guy. He trolls us. He makes fun of us. I don't want to talk to him. I said, okay, well, I talked about Clifford and Strout and Acuna. One thing I'll say about the Mets and the Mets fans, if you guys didn't see the video that MLB put out with Ryan Howard, look at MLB Twitter hours ago, yesterday. It says, you might as well just rename the NL East the Acuna Division. Former Philly slugger Ryan Howard gives his scouting report on the Mets' number three prospect, Luis Angel Acuna. And he goes on to talk about his swing. He compares him to Ozzy Albies. And he basically talks about how when this kid gets up here, it's just going to be Ronald Acuna and Luis Angel Acuna going back and forth to dominate the division. I'm telling you, Mets fans, like, Billy Epler will not be here to get his thanks, but he's waiting on the thank me later for what they did last year and getting those prospects. And you got to see a little bit of them in the spring breakout game. The Yankees will play their spring breakout game today. I probably won't be checking for it, but I think it will be on TV. I saw Jason Dominguez in the promo. I'm like, Dominguez can't play. Dominguez is rehabbing. Let's see. So I wanted to talk a little bit. Like, NC State beats Virginia in the ACC tournament. Didn't NC State beat Duke? NC State, man. I don't know. Here's what I'll say before we get back to the phones, because people call and they want to talk Yankees. We're going to do that. Two things. With your March Madness bracket, there's no reason to go chalk. Maybe take one or two teams that you think can do it to go chalk, but there's no pick the upsets more than the chalk. That's the whole thing. That's how your bracket gets busted, because everybody's like, well, Villanova's definitely going to win. UConn's definitely going to win. And then a lot of times, too, with these conference tournaments, we buy into that. We buy into what happens in the conference tournaments where we're like, oh, they're hot right now. Oh, I'm going to put money on, or I'm going to have North Carolina go all the way. North Carolina beat Pitt. So let's see. Conference tourney scores. When we get back to the phones, we'll go to the Joe in Rutherford, Chris in Santa Cruz to talk Yankees. But Colorado knocked off Washington State in the Pac-12 tournament semifinal, 58-52. Houston knocked off Texas Tech by a lot. Smacked. I mean, Houston is another team. I mean, they've been pretty solid in basketball for years, but they're going to lose to somebody. We'll see what the bracket looks like. They put up 82 points to Texas Tech's 89 in the semifinals of the Big 12 championship. UConn earlier today. What did I see BT put out? Let me go back to my notes. BT was talking about, BT tweeted, Hurley's out here acting like a raving lunatic, as always, and he has the audacity to ask security to have St. John fans removed. How about you challenge them to a fight like you did last week, shielded by security? I can't stand UConn. So UConn beat St. John's 95-90 in the Garden in the semifinal of the Big East tournament. Purdue knocks off Michigan State 67-62. North Carolina knocks off Pittsburgh 72-65. Looking at the Big Ten tournament and ACC tournament, respectfully. Mississippi State, Tennessee, SEC tournament. Quarterfinal, Mississippi State beats Tennessee 73-5. Oregon over Arizona 67-59. Baylor, Iowa State, I was watching in here a little bit earlier. Baylor loses to Iowa State 76-62 in the Big 12 championship semifinal. Texas Tech. All right, I'm over these scores and I'm running out of time. My show is going to be over. 877-337-6666. Joe in Rutherford. What's up, Joe? You're on the Fan.
You're back to back, belly to belly.
You got the bat line. You're able to get on the Fan whenever you want now.
Yes, my number is cleared. You know what I mean? Like, God bless.
What did you say to Moose back in the day, if you can say it, that got you blocked?
I had issues with Odell Beckham, and I just saw the issues that were going to come down the line. He was holding out, and I was, saying that, the Giants should be, nervous of re-signing him. And Moose had said, at the end of the day, you're the guy that's going to jump up and down and give your buddy a high five after he takes it to the house. But you're going to be the same guy that's going to complain about him. And I said, you know what, Mark, I am going to be that guy that, does cheer for him because I'm a fan. And mm-hmm. then he said, I'm not a fan, I'm a fraud, hung up on me, and then lambasted me for the next 30 minutes.
That's why we can't have Odell Beckham Jr. back in New York. He can't sign with the Jets because it's just going to create more strife.
Yeah, and then, Mark was filling in for Boomer and Carton, and he was actually on there with Kim Jones, and I told Mark that he did great for the 4 hours on there, working with Kim, because I knew he grew up as a person that was scared to talk to women.
Got him. Shout out to Kim Jones. As a matter of fact, you just made me think, somebody should have dialed Kim Jones in to talk about Saquon Barkley. She's a Penn State 100%. Guy, a Penn State gal, and she's a reporter for the Giants.
As you were talking here, I'm with my wife, and she brought up a great point. It's like, with college basketball right now, there's no star. You know what I mean? And I think that's what it's void of and what's kind of making it hard to really get into the March Madness right now.
Yeah, but here's what you do, Jay. Like, when forget the brackets even. When you see these games coming up, make some parlays. No more than four legs, but make the parlay and take one lock and three upsets and put the parlay together. And, like, even take some points, and you can make some money off of just, like, getting lucky, right? Look into the teams and the matchups a little bit, but don't look too deep in it. It's not supposed to make sense. Man, I was making money a couple years ago off of doing that. I just had a system of, like, a parlay, take four games, and choose some different outcomes, put some money on it, and I was hitting. I remember I went to dinner, and I went back, and I looked, and I cashed. Like, I got to find. I think I posted it on Instagram, too. You don't even have to know. You just don't make it more than four legs. Pick one lock where you're like, all right, yeah, this team's going to blow this team out. But any of these other, like, 5, 12 or whatever, I'll let you know what I'm on. I just, like, have a system with this now. I've been doing this since we were printing them out in high school and sneaking into the teacher's lounge to watch March Madness during the school day.
You got to cook them up. Listen, like, as a you know, someone that likes to cook, you got to cook up them parlays. And I'm liking what I'm hearing. My wife went to Colgate, so, you know what I mean? They're hot. Fourth okay. year in a row that they're on the tournament. I'm definitely going to be riding them as well. I mean, like, I'm going to be hoping yeah. for an upset.
Yo, so I'm a Jersey City guy, and I saw St. Peter's come in last year, and you couldn't bet on St. Peter's in Jersey City. There's some rule with the state. So I was coming here doing my show and loading up on St. Peter's bet. Like, yeah, they're about to beat Purdue. They're about to beat UNC. And that was a great run. That was a great time.
Listen, you beat me to my next question. It was almost like you're like a Swami here. As a Jersey City guy with Boomer and Carton coming back to Jersey City, are we going to see you on stage with them? I mean, did they check in with the
you're never
going to
get Boomer and Carton. You're going to get Boomer and Gio.
Boomer Gio. Oh, excuse me. I apologize. I forgot the guy that filled in. Yes, you're right. Boomer and Gio.
And I honestly live less than 10 minutes walking distance from there, but I'll probably be on the Fan. Like, they've done their shows. They've done their live shows, and I've been on air.
Because listen, people are talking. They want to see Keith. You know what I mean? Like,
they don't want. They want to see Peter Schwartz get Rance dumped on him. They want to see Sean Morash show up dressed as a baby in a nothing but a big baby diaper. I don't have any, like, you know how I give it up, Shmeez. Like, I don't have any type of antics or any type of, like, gimmicks or any type of props or stick or any type of, like, I just come through and talk sports. I don't have any of that. Like, I'm funny, but I'm not that kind of funny. Like, even like how Evan's doing the beard thing, like, there's nothing that I would do like that. So, like, I don't know how they would pencil me in to be in that stage show for Boomer and Gio Live, but I wish them luck. Tommy Cutlet's going to be over there. They might have some rails to pass out.
Yeah, like a 1v1, like two, like, Jersey quarterbacks going at it.
I could throw the football. Yeah. If they wanted to have me come through and throw the football, I'd be down to do that. Even if I sucked at it, I would attempt to do it. I think I saw Al Dukes was shooting the basketball at the last one. I was like, I didn't know Al Dukes hooped.
Listen, Keith, my last question to you. I'd love to hear a Mount Rushmore of places within Yankee Stadium that you love to watch the game from. And I'll hang up and listen.
All right. I got you. Thanks for the call. That's Jay Shmeezy, who you guys have probably heard. Bleacher Creatures on both sides of the phone. Mount Rushmore of places to watch the game from. Legends is number one. I know you can only do four, right? But Legends is number one. Shout out to my guy Lee from Casamigos, who puts me front row. If you get to sit in the first row of Legends, you also get complimentary drinks and access to the JBL Lounge. And yo, shout out to JBL too. They've been fronting on me lately. Not for nothing. People on TikTok, you guys can see I'm using these like earbud type headphones. I had a JBL Connect that I could get free JBL. Bluetooth speakers, headphones, all that. They changed some people over there. If anybody is hearing my voice that works at JBL, which also has a deal with the Yankees, holler at your boy, man. I need some new headphones. But yeah, number one is front row legends. And if you're sitting front row in Legends, you get access to the JBL Lounge in Legends, where the drinks are complimentary. You just throw Shorty a couple dollars, whatever, tip the bartenders. Number two would be the Perfect Suite. There's a suite called the Perfect Suite that is owned by Andrew Levy, and they call it the Perfect Suite because it's like slightly to the right of home plate, and you can see the whole stadium, and you can see everything, and the view is ridiculous. You can see the whole, like literally the whole stadium except for what's above and behind you. You can see into Delta. You can see all of Legends. You can see all the sections. You can see all the field. You can see the bleachers. And shout out to Andrew. Andrew's been in the game so long. I met Anthony Volpe in there. David Cone pulls up. I met Joe Torre in there. Joe Torre was down at spring training. I met Doc Gooden and Cecil Field. Like, if I it would sound like I'm flexing if I actually rattled off Jim Larry's being there. It would sound like I'm flexing if I actually rattled off all the names of the Yankees, David Cone, Jack Flaherty, that come through the Perfect Suite to kick it. Mickey Rivers, how could I forget Mickey Rivers? Mick the Quick. Mickey Rivers. I actually made a song for Mickey Rivers, and then I got to meet him in the Perfect Suite, and he knew all the words. So, Legends, Perfect Suite. Number three's got to be Section 203, the bleachers, and it's not for the view. It's for the vibe. It's for the gang. It's for the roll call. It's for banana, banana, Mets suck. Banana, banana, Mets suck. Banana, 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 Mets suck. Or bam, bam, banana, Mets fans really suck. Bam, bam, banana, Mets fans really suck. Like, I'm not saying that to the Mets fans listening. I'm imitating what we do in the section. So, you know, that's just how it goes. Take the wave to Shea. Take the wave to Shea. Take the wave to Shea. Like, that type of vibe goes on during the whole game. And then we heckle whoever is in the outfield that can hear us from the opposing teams. And then, you know, we'll talk to Judge. We'll talk to whoever's out there. And 203 is family vibe. And what's great about 203 is, like, people come sit in 203 that don't always sit out there. And they don't realize that, like, about 30 to 40 of us know each other. They think they're just sitting around, like, random fans and stranger people. Like, nah, you're sitting with a bunch of people that have sat there for years that meet up before the games, after the games, meet up in the off season, and, like, we are all, like, watchers over of the section. Like, you're not coming into the section and doing whatever you want to do over there. So, the last one would be the WFAN seats. WFAN seats are pretty good. They're right behind home plate. They're not Legends, but they're like Section 120, 121, 122. You get access to the Ford Club. You get access to you get access to, I forget, maybe the DraftKings Lounge over there. No, I think that's in Legends. So, yeah, those are my four spots, my Mount Rushmore of spots to watch the game in Yankee Stadium. Let's go to Chris in Santa Cruz, California on the Fan. Go for it, Chris.
Keith, my guy, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I haven't been on at this time in a long time. It's a different vibe to get to, like, 1:48 in the morning on Saturday.
I feel you, man. But I love listening to the show. I'm listening to you all the time. You know, I'm just as excited for opening day. Count down the days to opening day. But one thing I do want to talk about is Marcus Stroman. I think he is going to have to earn my respect this year as a Yankee. And, you know, OP, well, number one, you know, opening day, getting the nod to open up the season as a Yankee is a true honor. And this, the way that Stroman talks, he talks a pretty big game. And, you know, Cole's going to be out for one or two months, supposedly, but, you know, we need him to step up. We need guys on this pitching staff to step up.
All right, I didn't hang up on you, Chris. I know somebody's been listening, and I know there are people watching on the live for the probably fifth time tonight. Stroman is not ducking the smoke. He's not being a bad teammate. We don't need him to step up. They had a conversation with this man, and they offered him the opportunity to step in for Gerrit Cole and take the ball on opening day in Houston. And you know what? They decided as a group, and obviously the guy that led the voice in that group, or the guy who had the loudest voice in that group, was the guy that they're trying to ask to change up his schedule. Stroman said, hey, I've been planning on taking the ball game three and being the home opener. I'm too far gone in my process, my planning, my rest, my regimen. They're creatures of habit. They are pitchers. They're superstitious. They're locked in. He was hurt last year. He knows himself. We are less than 2 weeks away. There's no need to reverse course now. It is just a narrative that has taken hold of Yankee fans and Yankee Twitter the last 2 days that Marcus Stroman is all about himself. Marcus Stroman turned it down. He didn't turn it down. I heard Boone on this radio station. I heard Susan on this radio station hours ago trying to clear it up that, hey, you guys are painting this guy in the wrong way. You're trying to make it something that it's not. It's not like they said, hey, Marcus, we want you to start opening day. And he said, nah, hell nah, hell nah, because then I'm not going to be able to start the home opener. Let's bring Chris back in before we go to break. It's just, that's just not what it was. There's a lot of people running with that narrative. I'm doing my best to try and clear it up.
No, I get that. I don't know. It's just because, I mean, I wasn't listening to the beginning of the show.
I know. And you're in Cali. Yeah, you're in Cali. Thanks for the call. We got to go to the break. Just like any Yankee fans that can hear my voice and tell another Yankee fan when they say it, like, let's practice positive energy. That's all negative energy. I know there are built-in haters for Marcus Stroman. Like, there's no point in doing this. This guy did not shun the organization. I know BT and Sal came in here hot today and talked about, if somebody asked you to do, like, nah, and they had a great show and they had, like, good takes on it, but it was just an incorrect take because, like, that isn't the case. Again, I will reiterate, Susan and Boone cleared it up in the pregame of the game that was called tonight. They offered him opening day in Houston out of respect for him and in his career. He opted to stay on schedule and stick with the plan. It's perfectly fine. Nestor's the guy. Congratulations to Nestor Cortez.
Baseline underneath, bank shot. No, Ewing slams him to follow. And the Knicks go up by one with 26 seconds remaining.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The buzzer sounds, and the New York Knickerbockers are going back to the NBA Finals.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Many men. Saquon Barkley tried to take this song and put it over him putting on that dumb Eagles jersey. Nah, bruh. Nah, play Dreams and Nightmares. Keep McPherson on The Fan. We're done. I've got less than a minute left to take this call. Before we do that, shout out to St. Peter's. My producer just told me, Alex, the producer just said, yo, St. Peter's knocked off the number one seed. So they beat Quinnipiac today in the MAC tournament, 62-60. Last call goes to Kevin in Babylon on The Fan. Go for it, Kevin.
Hey, my man. How you doing?
I'm good. Running out of time.
Yes, I'm sorry. I just want to say the last time I was on this show was about 10 years ago, and I talked to Steve Summers at the same time. I'm coming home from a concert with my girl right now. I just wanted to ask you one question. Who is your favorite Yankee player in the 95 run?
Thanks for the call, Kevin. I would say Donnie Baseball, but I never actually got to see Donnie Baseball. I always say, like, Donnie Baseball is a player that so many people love, and I would have loved to see him just step into the batter's box, like, once, like, see one at bat. And I watched that MLB Network documentary on Donnie Baseball, and I'm like, damn, like, the hitman, he was just automatic. Like, that's the guy you want to root for. That's the guy that, you know, you get out of your seat for. That's the guy where you're watching a game at home and you stop what you're doing, like, yo, Donnie's batting. So, never got to actually do that. I was too young at the time. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Pete Hoffman is next. That's all I've got. Appreciate you guys, man. This whole week has been great, from the five-hour shows to a couple late-night shows, and I purposely didn't book any guests because I've got one more five-hour KM to AM on Monday, and then I'm off for like a week going down to spring training, so everybody be good, man. I'm out of here. Later.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.